we must leave our brothers and sisters in the lurch. No. We have to help. Tonight I'm asking you to go in your pocket. This is not a fundraiser for a masjid, to build a masjid or an Islamic school. This is a very basic and fundamental fundraiser to send money to the Muslims who suffer in Kashmir. Unbelievable suffering. If you're sitting here, one of the ways to get rid of the anesthesia on the body is by taking something that you really love, and that's money. And for the pleasure of Allah to spend that money on a worthy cause. I'm not asking for any minimum or any maximum. Whatever you give, it's not that kind of fundraiser. There are those of you on the website, I think there are two locations where you can go on wherever you are. In this website right now, we're broadcasting all over the world. All different times, the day and night, right now. I want you, wherever you are, to look on in your website, is it? And click on, there's two places to click on, right? Click on one of them. And they will tell you how to make your donation. Tonight, brothers and sisters, if you feel like it, if you want to alleviate some of the suffering of some of the Muslims in Chechnya, if you want to pay $10,000 or $1,000, Allah knows what you're going to give. I'm not even going to ask you to say what it is. But I'm asking you to make a significant donation tonight according to your own ability. And this is a great test for you. It's not one of those fundraisers where you raise your hand and say, here's $10,000, here's $5,000. Not that kind of fundraiser. You're not going to be seen by men. Nobody will know that you gave. It'd be very sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let this be the greatest amount that you've given. We have two things. You have a platform? You have a platform? Now, we make the check out to the Benevolence International Foundation. Am I right? Who we make the check out to? Right. The Benevolence International Foundation. We have different ways. You can pay the money now. Give us cash. Give us a check. I think they have something for the credit card. They have something for a credit card? Okay. My one sister says, don't just make a pledge if you can pay the money now. Even if you make a pledge for $1,000, pay something now. Pay $100, pay $200, whatever you can, inshallah, pay it now so that, inshallah, two things happen. Number one, it reaches those people who Allah intended to reach. And number two, it will make us feel better about ourselves for doing something. This is our effort. I pray one day, inshallah, Allah will bless us, Imam Abdullah. I pray Allah one day will bless us to raise an army. And I'm serious about this. We were very close recently. We had made intention to raise an army of 10,000 men in New York City, Muslim men, to go and fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I really am serious, and the day is going to come when that happens. If Muslims who really understand the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah, oh Allah, there's no life except the life of the hereafter. If you're serious about that, if you understand the ayah from the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابٌ مُؤَجَّلٌ, no soul can die except by the permission of Allah. It's already written in the book. If you make intention to fight for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those who fight against us, if you do that, inshallah, one day, Imam, we're going to take Muslims to go there, wherever it is, to show Muslims, not just to preach a sermon, Imam, but to demonstrate our commitment for this work. If you said the hadith, someone asked the question, how many ghazwa, how many battles did the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam participate in himself? And was said 19. How many battles have we participated in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We're very comfortable right now in our home. And I'm saying, alhamdulillah, we should be comfortable. And I'm saying, at least if we're not going to go fight, at least we can get some of our wealth to help those Muslims in Chechnya. Remember, there's going to be another place tomorrow. But give what you can today, inshallah. We're going to collect. You have a bucket? Please, brother, please. Give out a bucket now. Come around. Whatever you can, give a check. Donation, anywhere you can. Come, brother, please. What we're going to do, we're going to get the money, and we're going to count it. And how many pledges we made, I would prefer low on pledges and high on specific amount, because they need something now. If you make a pledge over a period of months, it's okay, but give them something now and they fill out that it can go for immediate help. The brother told me that what the Muslims in Chechnya are asking for, you saw the figures, undermanned size, fighting against a big army, handful of Muslim men, 15,000, I think it said 15,000 men fighting against an army, 1.5 million. And you see these brothers who don't have the best of weapons, but inshallah they have niyyah, they have intention to fight for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with either to become shaheed or to bless them with victory, inshallah. And Allah has shown us we have history, what the Chechens did before in fighting against the Russians, and what the Afghan Muslims did against fighting against the Russians is a sign for us. And I'm saying to you that this struggle here in Chechnya is for the benefit of those Muslims in Chechnya, believe me. You have to feel sorry for them in that sense. Ajizan li amrul mu'min, wondrous is the affair of the believer. Everything that happens to him is for his good, inshaAllah. If we are patient over adversity and we're thankful for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, it's a blessing for us, inshaAllah. What's this one? I just got the word. Abdul Hamid says that he would rather act because, you know, if you give a target, you seek for something. He would like to have a target of, you see, and I know the fact. He would like to see how many people we can get to make a commitment of $1,000. Point. Alhamdulillah, and I think we should do it. I'm number one. I'm starting out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Alhamdulillah, $1,000, you can do it right away, you can do whatever you can, you can do it $1 a day, for the next 1,000 days, $1 a day, inshallah, whatever you can, this will be your commitment, inshallah, to 5 people, $1,000, anyone else, $1,000, except me, and this is what this does, it pushes us a little bit. If I don't put this figure on it, what you do, alhamdulillah, you give $100, it's alhamdulillah, mashallah, be thankful for $100, and can you push yourself a little bit? Alhamdulillah. Can you fix this up a little bit? We have 5 people, $1,000. Anyone else? Anyone else? $1,000. Now, remember, also money coming in on the internet. We're going to try to get the figure. And before we go, inshallah, I'll read it to you. Is there any other program after this? There's no dinner? Refreshment. That really means no dinner. That's what refreshment means. Refreshment means no dinner. Alhamdulillah, a sister donated this earring, 14 karat gold earring, and she wants to donate it. And whatever we get for it, we want to donate that for the Muslims in Chechnya. Someone, I can either give me any bid. It's okay. I'm not going to put any minimum. Give me a bid. Hey, anyone. Someone, give me a bid. Here's a nice gift, alhamdulillah. You're not buying the earring, it's a gesture. Someone saying, a sister here, I donate this, and whatever you do. I'm telling you, just make a bid, any bid, yeah. You look like you want to give a bid, you got that look. You have a look, I'm telling you. Anyone, a bid? Yes, brother. How much? $100, Allah Akbar, subhanAllah. May Allah bless you. $150, subhanAllah. Allah Akbar. $200, Allah Akbar, subhanAllah. Here's a beautiful earring. How much? $300? Allah Akbar. SubhanAllah. $300. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. $400? Allah Akbar. SubhanAllah. May Allah bless you, brother. Jazakallah khair. $400 going once? $400 going twice? And anybody on the internet saying something? $400 brother. Jazakallah khair. May Allah bless you, brother. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. Wow. SubhanAllah. Now, you know, Then he says, I don't know the value of these things, but this looks like a very expensive ring. It looks like diamond and gold. Abu Hamid, am I correct about this? This ring?
Is it
diamond? Yeah, no, it's diamond. But it looks like looks like gold and diamonds.
$500.
Oh, subhanAllah, $500. Allah Akbar. It's a beautiful looking ring, and let me tell you something. It's even more beautiful than that, because that person who donated it, you don't know the sentimental value that it has to do this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those Muslims in Sethia, even though she had never seen them. It's a great sign of faith. Amen. $500 going once, $500 going twice. Beautiful ring does not work out at $500. Give me a minute. By the way, I want the money now. Alhamdulillah, Zakwa Khadr, the brother, paid for $400 for this, I think, $500 for it, and we donated it. And let's do it again quickly. Alhamdulillah, give me a big one. Whatever bid you get, honestly, even $50, I'm going to give it to you. Give me a bid. Nice gold and rings, it's going to be always a reminder of what you did for Chester. How much? $100? Allah Akbar, brother, may Allah bless you. Remember, we're just doing this for our Muslim brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter, we never saw them. It doesn't matter. We know that they're Muslim. So, $100 going once, $100 going twice. Yes, $200. You got to go more. He said 200. He beat you to it. $250. $250 going once, $250 going twice, $300. $300 going once, $300 going twice. $350. He's bidding against himself. $350 going once, $350 going twice, and so $350. I didn't say that first money. You think I'm kidding? I want that money. It's subhanAllah. Here's, you have to help me again. It looks like a gold and a diamond ring. Were they both together? You have to help me because I don't know what I'm doing. Huh?
Yeah, they came together.
They come together. Mm-hmm. Someone kind of reading? This is, you have to help us when you give the jewelry. Let us know what it is so we can let the people know, inshallah.
It's also diamonds.
Looks like golden diamonds. There's no minimum. Give me a bid. Yes, $100 going once. $100 going twice. Yes? He said, this is too much gold. $100 going once, $100 going twice, and one, $200, Allah Akbar. $300, Allah Akbar. $300 going once, $300 going twice. $350, huh? $350, $350 going once, $350 going twice. $400, I see $400 in the back. $400 going once, $400 going twice, and 450, Allahu Akbar. $450 going once, $450 going twice, and $500. Allahu Akbar. And $500 going once, $500 going twice, $500 and $550. Allahu Akbar. $550 going once, $550 going twice, and so, I said, okay, hurry up. Come, brother, come get your ring and bring me my money. And this looks like a gold chain necklace or bracelet. Necklace? Gold? How much? Cash? Then it says, this is the last one that I have. Let's leave off. And if you're on the internet, I don't know how to click on here. Can they click on here? You can't. This is the last one. A beautiful necklace, and sister, I want to say Jazakallah Khair, thank you very much, and I never underestimate when a sister donates her jewelry. Sometimes we take it for granted, and I never take it for granted. I thank you very much. It's a big, and you never know the reward that Allah gives for the niyyah, the intention of giving this necklace. Inshallah, let's make it good for the sister, since she donated in good faith, let us bid on it. Inshallah, give me a bid. Anyone, give me a bid. How much? $100. Alhamdulillah. $100 going once? $200, Allah Akbar, may Allah bless you, subhanAllah. $200 going once, $200 going twice, and there's another chance for you, brother. $300 in the back, $300 going once for Chesnia, $300 going twice for Chesnia, for the Muslims who suffer in Chesnia. $300 and and precepting. We have this little love of one, we have this little love of five. And so he has said it out, may Allah bless you, brother, Jazakallah khair. Come get it, brother. Salam. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you for all that you've given, and we ask you for 1,000, those who give 500, or those who give 100, those who can give $1. Believe me, we need every bit for these Muslims. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. I'm gonna bring you back to Brother Abdul Hamid, he's gonna close out the meeting. And I really want to thank you. And I want to say this before we go. Let us make a commitment that each one of us will work on our own way to make the Boston area a better place, and especially the unity of the Muslims. And remember, inshallah, I want to ask you the next time I see you, did you, make a relationship between the different Muslims? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family. JazakAllah khairan. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.